they are on the mountains, the feet of them bring me. That is what I'm singing today. Division of it. Manahavu alhi harim ragile hamme bazer. Manahavu alhi harim ragile hamme bazer. Masmiya ha Yeshua, masmiya shalom. Masmiya ha Yeshua, masmiya shalom. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of them bringing good news. How lovely are the mountains are the feet of them bringing good news. Proclaim to Zion, Yeshua, proclaim to Zion, shalom. Proclaim to Zion, Yeshua, proclaim to Zion, shalom.
Hallelujah.
We have two speakers today, and both from the Philippines. And the first, we have split sermons, and the first one will be Elder Bruce Mahalam.
Shalom.
Shalom,
my dear brothers and sisters in Yeshua HaMashiach and Hal Samaya. I know I have a great problem when I enter this pulpit, because if I'm here, this portion, you cannot see me. So I prefer to be here this side. My name is Bruce Podias Mahalam from the Central Philippines. And I'm quite nervous and excited. Yes. I'm very much blessed for our two-day tour and very much excited to see more. And some of the pictures from my cell phone was already sent to the Philippines and I was forwarded by text to my wife, and she was very happy, and she's wishing to enter even one gate of the city, maybe someday. And I said to her, just keep on praying and dreaming someday our family with the brethren will be here someday. I really enjoyed the tour, and I learned more, very much. Even I'm happy and excited, I'm very sad for the loss of Don's mother and my family, and my brethren there in the Philippines extend our heartfelt condolence to Don and his family, and I'm praying for Don and his praying for Don and his family. Well, I'm very much thankful to our Heavenly Father Yahweh for this great opportunity for me to share with you a message. I consider this very memorable for me since it is my first time being here in the, on the land of promise, the land of Israel. For this trip, almost everything is first time. You know, this is my first time to travel abroad. My first time to board a plane. Yes. And the most interesting to me, and I was challenged because I feel that I'm very much excited, is that this is also my first time to share a message in English. Yes. And I hope you understand my English. For my 28 years, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I know the name, 28 years. And I was baptized in 1989, at Sokot 1989, in Mindanao. And it's my 21st year since that baptism. I worked 6 years as a missionary in the name of Yahweh and Yeshua, and 9 years as a minister, an elder. And I'm working in the Central Philippines. I also thank and praise Yahweh for having our brothers Don and Roland and the congregation of Yahweh Jerusalem for being the instruments for me to be here with you this Hagasopo. Today I would like to share with you a message entitled Staying Faithful Despite Trials and Temptations. Thousands of religious denominations and groups all claim that they are the true believers or the true faithfuls. I do not mean to criticize some other religious groups or anybody in this message, but my objective is to edify all the members of the body of Yeshua Mashiach, who really love Yahweh's truth. I am convinced on the point that when we say faithful believers, they are those who love Yahweh's truth so much and law-abiding or Torah-abiding believers. The scriptures plainly say that those who do not abide in Yahweh's laws are not true faithfuls. In Titus 1 verse 16, Titus chapter 1 verse 16, it says, they profess to know Yahweh, but their works, they deny Him. And they are abominable and disobedient, condemning every kind of good work. True believers will not only just say, we believe Yahweh and Yeshua, but they must show the evidence of being real believers, which is obedience to Yahweh and Yeshua. The question here is that, how can we stay faithful in Yahweh? As a worker in Yahweh's field, I have observed that there are two kinds of faithful believers. Faithful believers while in abundance, and faithful believers despite trials, hardships, and temptations. Staying faithful to Yahweh in times of abundance, in times of good health, in a comfortable and happy life, living in beautiful houses, riding new cars, and enjoying good salaries is so easy. Even the adversary accuses Abba Yahweh before the time of Job. We can read it in Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. It says, and a day came when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yahweh. And Satan also came among them, and Yahweh said to Satan, "From where have you come?" And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Verse 8, and Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you set your heart on my servant Job? Because there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, fearing Elohim and turning away from evil." And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Does Yahweh fear Elohim for nothing? Have you not made a hedge for him and for his house and for all that is his all around? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock have increased in the land. But put out your hand now and touch against all that is his, and see if he will not then curse you to your face." The adversary very well knew that there are faithful believers only while there is abundance. But how about staying faithful when you're in great trials and temptations? Like Job, can we still remain faithful when we are in poverty, when we are in sickness, and in many problems? I think it is hard to remain faithful. When we have nothing to eat for the whole day, when we are in sickness and we get to go to hospital because we have no money to pay the medications, when big problems and temptations come our way, we need strong faith in order to stay faithful. It is sad to say that many of our fellow believers in the Philippines suffer such trials. Many of them work abroad and are not able to continue keeping the Shabbat and feasts of Yahweh. Faith is sacrificed because of our toil to earn a living. I pray to Yahweh that the brethren would be able to break free from the ties of this world and be given the courage to remain in the faith despite hardships and trials. As workers in Abba Yahweh's field, I believe that, like me, there are times I feel weak and lost heart. None but Yahshua can strengthen us. I am always struck at heart every time I meditate on the verse in the 1 John 3, verses 16 to 18. 1 John 3, verse 16 to 18, it says, "By this we have known the love of Yahweh, because that Yahshua laid down his life for us, and on behalf of the brethren, we ought to lay down our lives. But whoever has worldly possessions and sees his brother in need and shuts up his mercy from him, how is the love of Yahweh in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Those are very weighty statements that we need to meditate. How far had we laid down our life for the brethren? Have we shared our time and blessings with the discouraged brethren, the sick brethren, the needy brethren? Or are we only sharing them the true and eternal riches on our sermons, but could not even lend a hand to our hungry brethren for temporary riches? Are we unknowingly among those who are entangled with this world's care and deceitfulness of riches? Yahweh forbid. But Yahweh is giving us the way, the answer, the very key that we can stay faithful at all times, and it matters not what situations we are in. In Deuteronomy 6:5, it says, "And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." The very secret is that we have to deeply, deeply, deeply be in love with Abba Yahweh. In John 5:4 says, First John 5:4, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment, and the one fearing has not been perfected in love." In serving Yahweh, we should expect trials and temptations. James or Jacob, chapter 1, verses 2 to 3 advises, My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. There is a saying that goes, when life hands you a lemon, make lemonade. It is easier to smile at that statement than to practice it. But the basic philosophy is sound, and in fact, it is scriptural. Throughout the scriptures, there are people who turn defeat into victory and trials into triumph. Instead of being victims, they became victors. The book of Jacob tells us that we can have the same experience today, whether we are dealing with trials on the outside or temptations on the inside. But throughout faith in Yahweh and Yeshua, we too can experience victory. Before I end this message, let me share a personal testimony. I was informed by Brother Don during his last visit in the Philippines last December 2009 that in this year, 2010, at Sukkot, I will be among those who will keep the feast here in Israel. I really thank Yahweh, and I consider this year as the most blessed year for my life. As a minister, I had to make lots of preparation for this travel, and practically, we had to scratch the bottom, save finances for my trip here. My wife, Aida, promised to have raised enough for my travel. I travel here since she's employed in the government while I am in the ministry working voluntarily. But Satan was permitted to test her faith. My father-in-law, named Nathaniel Likayan, the brother Ephraim, was hit by a car last April 9 this year. My wife has to find ways and means to pay for all the hospital bills. Just barely 3 weeks after that incident, our second child, Shemuel, 5 years old at that time, suffered almost 3 weeks fever due to severe bacterial infection. And that due to prolonged fever, he experienced mental black for almost 3 days. In the hospital room, with some other patients inside, we and my wife decided to have a marathon of prayer. That from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m., we have to pray over Shemuel every hour. We requested many brethren to pray for our son, and we even asked Brother Don for a prayer. After that marathon of prayer, and together with the prayers of the brethren, Shemuel recovered from his sickness at that very day. And he cried to Yahweh for having very little faith. And that's what I feel at that time. Sorry, brethren, for being emotional. Then a month later, after that, our plastic clothes drawer inside the room, of which I kept my passport, was accidentally set on fire due to electrical short circuit. And I thank Yahweh that only the first and the second layer were totally melted and destroyed. Yes. It was destroyed by fire, leaving the third layer safe with my passport in it. It's a miracle. At that time, I was beginning to understand that the adversary was and is doing everything to keep me from seeing my dearly beloved promised land of Israel and the brothers here. Then again, there's so many trials. And again, last October 18, that was the day of atonement, the Yom Kippur, my youngest baby, Maria, was brought to the hospital due to fever, cough, and colds. Her lungs had already numerous phlegm, according to the doctor. So I had to do my fasting in the hospital. But despite these trials, all praises be to Abba Yahweh, because He gave us the way out from those trials and difficulties. And on the day before my flight, we were out in the hospital. So I prepared all my things, and you know, I thank the brethren there in Central Visayas for having very kind to me, because some of my things was borrowed from our brothers there. It is my prayer that when Abba Yahweh set up His kingdom here, we can see each other again, and at that time, with all our loved ones, our families, together with the family of Yahweh. In closing, let me lead you Romans 8, 35-39. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of the Messiah? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Even as it has been written, for your sake we are killed all the day. We are counted as lambs for the slaughter. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him loving us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor serums, nor rulers, nor armies, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing created will all be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh and Yeshua HaMashiach, our Master." Hallelujah and Hatsumayah.
Thank you, Brother Bruce, for that message and vivid testimony. Don mentioned that he had never seen a year where so many people were challenged to get here. We had some minor difficulties, but nothing significant as what our brother's gone through, and I just appreciate you being here. Everyone has made the effort to, that extra effort that was required at Yahweh, placed a hurdle before us that we could have that faith to pass over it and come on and do His will. Our second speaker is another elder from the Philippines. The Elder Dagahoy has the next message.
Good morning, brethren, here in Israel. It is a great pleasure and honor to be with you this Feast of Tabernacles. I have to introduce myself. I am Rodolfo Balansag Dagahoy. I am a resident of Cagayan de Oro City. Having in the name of Yahweh since May 14, 1983. I was ordained in the ministry by Elder Donald Mansager in December 1984. Continuously serving Abba Yahweh in the field for His work. Now this morning, for our short study, I'll be talking about maturity. Not on mental or emotional maturity, but on spiritual maturity. Our aim here is to establish a strong congregation, a congregation that will not last only for 10 years or 20 years, but it will last until our Savior, Yeshua, Messiah, will come. So, when we talk of maturity, it is maturity in the faith, building strong members in the assembly that we are well-founded on the truth wherein we are in. I'll be reading to you in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 15. All of us who are mature, that is in IV, but in the Hebraic roots, it is perfect, should take such view of all things. What is does Apostle Paul speaks of all views of things? This is on special issues or special teachings that we as a people of Yahweh are embracing. And if on other points you think differently, that to Yahweh will also reveal this to you. Elohim will make it clear to you. That is in Yahweh. Now, as a people, we embrace or we adapt the teaching from these light people. Like, for example, we kept the appointed time of Abba Yahweh, like the weekly Sabbath or the seventh day Sabbath, new moon or Rosh Chodesh, the Pesach and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Shabbos or a Feast of Weeks and Pentecost, or Feast of the Memorial Blowing of the Trumpets, Yom Kippur or Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, and Shemini Atzeret or the last great day of the feast, and keeping also of the Shemitah or sabbatical year, and the Jubilee year. How do we impart this to our members so that they will be able to attain the height of maturity? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, But we speak of wisdom among those who have comprehension, but not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, those being through to nothing. Here, Apostle Paul, or Saul, is speaking about wisdom. Wisdom not of this world. Right here in the Philippines, we have a problem, especially to our school children during feast days. Some of them could not attend feast days because their schools or they feel that in attending a meeting for 1 week time, they could not fully wake up with their school work. We have tried our best that we give them excuse letters, but some of the school authorities, especially in private schools, doesn't warrant them to or allow them to leave without knowing their school work. So some of our students failed to attend on feast days, especially so in the Feast of Tabernacles. That is another problem that some of our brothers and sisters encountered in the Philippines. I do not know in United States of America, but here in the land of Israel, there is no such problem because during feast days, and Sabbath days, it is all declared a public holiday. And I knew that because I have three sons who have been working here. And they said, in Israel, it is not a problem because the government itself proclaimed public holiday. And same true, there is no working day during Sabbath day. But in the Philippines, some of our government workers or those working in private companies could not make a straight attendance during feast days. And some could not even attend during regular Sabbath because during the private, in the private companies does not allow them. What they did is, during feast days, they only attend the first high Sabbath. And then the seventh Sabbath, and the last great day, for example, this Feast of Tabernacles. Now, I thought of this is a long dream for the members of or the elders of the Hamashiach Pehayudan, that maybe some of these days, school could be established in the Philippines. Because if we have our own schools, our students could freely be enrolled, and right there, they will be taught with our teachings, like the Torah, the Mishpat, on how to follow exactly the laws of Abba Yahweh. I remember that why do some of the religion or denominations that they have existed for so many years, it is, for example, the Seventh-day Adventists, they established their own schools from the very lower grade, starting at, say, kindergarten, the primary, elementary, high school, and to, up to college. They have their own schools wherein they could educate their children. The assemblies, we have some newcomers. But remember, we have some children that will follow after us, these young people. If these young people will not be properly nourished with spiritual food, you will not be properly taught about our teaching, they were able to absorb those education, worldly education, there are chances that they will be led astray. They could not be fully be within the assembly. And it is really, I know, maybe Elder Don is also looking that we have a stable. We want to establish the congregation of Yahweh to be stable. Not only this year, but in a few years to come. The congregation of Yahweh will be so strong enough that the establishment will reach until Yahshua will come. So, in establishing schools, our student will be properly guided, they will be educated in the way it should be as here in Israel. I remember that Abraham too, when he was here during his days, as I read the Kumas, he establishes his own school. Even Shem has established also a school wherein they could educate some of the members. And this holds true during the time of Prophet Elijah or Elijah and time of Elisha. They established schools of the prophets. And I think it would be proper and an ideal way if a school could be established like in United States of America and then in the Philippines or other places where we could educate our children. Because the young people are the hope of the assembly, of the congregations. They are the ones who are supposed to be following us who are elders, who are maturing. But if these young people are not properly guided and no proper education will be given to them, there is a fear that they will not be able to go through or follow strictly in accordance with the work of Yahweh. In Genesis chapter 2, 26, verse 5, it says, "Because Abraham listened to my voice and heeded to my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah." So, if we will try to trace it up, in the absence of a written document, it is here through oral transmission from Abba Yahweh. Abraham, the father of faith, had listened. So there was a proper instruction from Abba Yahweh regarding his statutes and his Torah. And according, he keep my charge. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, all the people that had acquired in Haran means Abraham was a great teacher, according to the some sages in the early years of Abraham's life. He was able to be gathering some people because he was a good preacher. And when he crossed and the call of Yahweh from Ur of Chaldees went to Dan of Canaan, he bring along with him companies of people together with his brother Lot. To me, I am also convinced that Abraham was a good preacher and at the same time is also a good teacher. He was able to teach some people about the truth. Right here, he said, "Because Abraham listened." So the word listen here, he obeyed the instructions of Abba Yahweh and the Torah. He studied the Torah very well. And the same way as we ought to do with this, with the congregation of that, in order to have a stable or permanent or strong congregation, we got to have matured believers. When we see matured members or believers who have a strong faith, whose faith has been fully developed since childhood is until they grew up. Members or brethren who are well-founded about the teachings of Abba Yahweh. I could, the address of Apostle Paul or Rabsol in the book of First Corinthians says, but we speak of wisdom. Apostle Paul was stressing about spiritual wisdom that ought to be given by our believers in order for them to become strong. Those who have comprehension, according to this verse, means they have fully understood. Because the only way to obtain a strong assembly is the people are well properly informed, they have studied thoroughly the teachings like the weekly Sabbath, the new moon, the Pesach, and living bread, how to keep them, and the Sabbath, and Yom Kippur. Those are very essentials or very important for us believers to be kept. It is really a blessing for us who have come here in Israel today, that we will able to hear those lectures about calendar issues. There are problems, especially on determining new moons and how to determine correct Abib, and it becomes some problems, some of the elders. Whereas if the knowledge or wisdom we have gathered from what we have learned from the Modim area, Sister Monique, if it could be disseminated properly to some of the members in the Philippines, I think it will solve those issues. Because I gain much more information learning them. It's quite very easy for people living in Israel to have a good calendar days, especially in keeping this Mo'idim or appointed time of Abba Yahweh. In the case of the Philippines, it's quite different because we are advanced in so many hours. Then there are questions that may arise, especially on time reckoning. Said we are ahead of time, we are ahead of 6 hours to 7 hours, then Israel will have to follow. So how should be able to pinpoint the exact new moons? Whereas if they are here, they could be they could understand fully how the calendar is being set up here in Israel, because Israel is in the middle of the earth, and it is not a problem to them if calculating time, setting up what is the exact date of feast days. So if there is a school that will be established in the Philippines, there are lots of maybe some it will gain more more favorable location, because not only that the brethren or the young people will be educated and making them strong in the faith, it will also be a good source of producing missionaries that will be sent to other countries. Because we can offer, we have brave enough young people who will be able to share the truth to other people in other countries. Only they need proper training, and we have a school so that they can undergo exact teaching, which will be shared by other people who are still in darkness. So, the next year, I am placing to a solution in order to have a strong assembly is improving the economic condition of our Filipino brothers. Because the problem that some of our Filipino brothers are facing, for example, if they are employed other places like in Saudi Arabia or Lebanon, outside in Israel, they could not attend during Sabbath days. They have a problem. Whereas if the advantage on the part of a worker who are regularly attending during Sabbath services, they could hear inspiring messages coming from the elders who will be giving Torah study, sermons, which will encourage our believers to remain faithful in the faith. Whereas if they could not attend during Sabbath regularly, they could not hear special messages coming from our ministers. So there is a great disadvantage. And usually, when they go home or return to the Philippines, they are no longer faithful in attending Sabbath services. Their focus is on different way because in their actual practices, in their actual life, when they stay outside the Philippines, they could not have vital information about scriptural studies. So this is another way of introducing or finding a solution. Some of our brethren in the Philippines are farmers. It would be better for Elder Don if he could make arrangement with the government of Israel that one or two young people will be sent here to undergo some special training in the field of agriculture. Because I know that the land of Israel is very rich in, as far as farm technology is concerned. They are more advanced comparing with the Philippines. So our farmers in the Philippines could easily be guided, could be taught with the present technique of technology that they have learned here in Israel. And by so doing, it will improve the economic condition of our people, and thereby they remain stable in the faith, and it could also support the work in the congregation of Yahweh. For several years, I've been with our brethren, and usually they could not attend some of the feast days because of economic or financial problems. Whereas if all of them could have a self-sufficiency, he could able to survive or be able to live up with a certain economic condition that he could attend all the feast days, then they will be very happy to be always attending with all feast days. Then the congregation will grow and it is becoming stronger and stronger, and the supply of membership will be also stable. As I go through, why do Christians have their own big churches? They have bigger members attending their Sunday services. Because of their schools established, their members are well-founded. They have their studies about the truth, their teachings, their doctrines are properly disseminated to the young people. Wherever they go, they carry what their teachings they absorb from their schools. And that will be also holds true if our young people will be properly educated or properly trained in our own schools, then there is a continuous flow of supply of membership which will last not only for 10 or 20 years, but it will last long until our Savior, Yeshua, that Messiah will come. That's why wisdom. Mostly, if we go to schools, outside schools, they will be able to absorb the kind of worldly education, not really in accordance with what the Torah says. Whereas, if we have our own schools, we could teach them the proper Torah way of teaching them, adapting some curriculum that is a pattern for God members of world followers of Abba Yahweh. He said, those who have comprehension, meaning he understands fully our teaching, why he should keep the Sabbath, why he should keep the annual feast days, because they are very vital, important for a believer that in order to have a strong foundation or solid ground of faith in order to withstand some trials and temptations in life. That's why wisdom, not of this age or not of this world. If we will try to some education, those who have obtained from outside, maybe they are taught about the theory of evolution. Whereas if we have our own from the kindergarten, our child will be taught how the story of creation from Genesis, then how our patriarchs, our heroes of faith, goes through as they travel. They were able to be successful, like the life of Joseph, like Moses. All those stories will be told to our younger ones, and that will strengthen and give them vital information that when they grow old, it will be retained in their mind that they remain faithful to Abba Yahweh. The third factor or solution is supplying, supporting the congregation. If our brethren are well founded through educating them, the study of scriptures, and providing them with improving their economic conditions, there is a continuous support in the congregation. The members have their own financial capacity to support the congregation of Yahweh. I understand that our coming here is being financed by either Don and the members of the congregation, and I thank you very much. Thank you very much with all our heart for your kindness and generosity extended to the Filipino elders. It's a privilege that you had helped us in coming to attend this feast. Why? Because they are privileged enough to have good finances comparing to the people in the Philippines. So if the economic condition will be improved to our people, we are so sure that we can also support the program of the Congregation of Yahweh. Right now, the work there is progressing, yet it's not so fast as we should expect, because we are solely, we have a tight finances. Some of our members could not afford. Whereas if our members could have a good employment, a good work, you have a good source of income, then we'll be, they are very willing and much able to support the congregations. I learned from Lerdon that there is a program of support, giving a chance to serve here as a volunteer in Israel. I do not know for how many years, because I know for sure that our young people will volunteer, but it should not be a volunteer throughout his life. Maybe there is a specific limit of time. Let us say for 3 years, volunteers here, then after 3 years become a regular citizen, you have regular employment, which could support their family. Because they have spent a lot of money in education, educating their children, and parents too are expecting that in return, they could also help their parents and help their family in order that, to survive in the assembly. Because in the assembly or in the congregations, it's not enough that you'll be regularly attending during Sabbath services and attending annual feast days, but we should see to it that you will be able to have good economic conditions, maybe have a good health, you have good food, you have a good shelter, so that they will be able to continue in serving Abba Yahweh. So if we could find a means that our people will be given a chance to work here, I know for sure we have a lot of teachers. We have nurses who could volunteer here to work. But they are afraid if how could they come in to work here in Israel? How? And maybe if there's a way that they could be here, because I know there are Filipinos who are working also here in Israel. But if they want to attend regularly during Sabbath days, someone will have to guide them. Is this place always open during Sabbath days here? For yes?
No.
No. Where do Iller don't hold regular Sabbath services?
Well, during the next half year, we will be up in the north.
Up in the north?
At the Sea of Galilee.
Sea of Galilee. Because this is what I feel. Some of our members cannot attend during Sabbath services, whereas if there is a definite place where they could go during Sabbath and could attend them, they will be more strengthened. And that is one way of having a matured or strong assembly. They could support also the assembly, the congregations of Yahweh in matters of preaching the good news through their tithes and offerings that will be given to the congregation. Whereas if there is no regular Sabbath attendance, how could they be able to share the work? Usually it is all sent to the Philippines, and sometimes maybe not properly used, just enjoyment or pleasure here in Israel. Whereas if they go regularly during Sabbath days, they could hear some messages, then they could share also out of their income and help the work of the congregation of Yahweh here in Israel and maybe to the entire world. I hope this short message of mine could be reached to Elder Dome and to be shared also by our member, fellow members of the congregation of Yahweh. Try according to Rab Shaul, Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:14. I press toward the goal to win the prize. Each one of us are aiming to reach the prize of life eternal, to be in the kingdom of Abba Yahweh. It's not enough that we know the teaching or know keeping all the annual holidays, but our aim here is heavenward, that until Yeshua will come, we will be remaining faithful, strong in the faith, and we follow strictly all the appointed time. So all of us will be meeting each other in the kingdom of Abba Yahweh. Here in Hebraic I run fast straight for the goal that I may obtain the reward of victory of the call of high of Abba Yahweh from on high by Yeshua HaMashiach. So each one of us have its own call. We are here for a definite mission. Like for example, each one of us, like for example, we become elders to present the truth. We'll be able to preach the glad tidings to others. And some could not be an elders, but through their finances, helping the program of the congregation, they share to, and they were able to help the work of Abba Yahweh. All of us who are mature, so talking of spiritual maturity, we are well grounded about the truth. Our young children grows hand in hand, in they know exactly the true teachings, and they will not depart from the truth. They will be continually be within the congregation of Yahweh. Only let us live up to that what we have already attained. What we have learned, what we have in mind, we should continuously keep it until Yeshua will come. Hebraic wrote says, nevertheless, that we may attain this, let us proceed on to the path, one path, with one consent. So what we have learned here from the congregation of Yahweh will be continuous. We will all follow. We'll be in one accord, with one consent, and it will not cause confusion. It is peace within the congregation of Yahweh. As a summary here, a message of wisdom, achieving a full knowledge of all the issues, like calendar issues, which I was telling them, it was a problem, but this will be fully solved if what we have learned here will be fully disseminated, will be fully given and shared with our fellow members in the Philippines. Praise toward the goal in order to win the prize of high calling, the prize of eternal life, the prize to be within Yahweh's kingdom. We got to be matured perfectly, having attained the knowledge and understanding. And we have on some point, we'll be able to learn more by a thorough study in the scripture. We have understand fully why such things or true teaching coming from the Torah. Then all issues and problems have its own proper solution through education. It is educating our young people, educating those who are not properly informed on some issues that we'll be able to solve. And lastly, we should study all, we should know very well the scripture in order to have distinct, clearer view, understanding, and pray for the Ruach HaKodesh to guide us. I hope Yahweh will bless us more, and we enjoyed in this Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Dagahoy, for that heartfelt message. Remember, wall walk at noon, meet down in the lobby. 7 o'clock this evening, we'll have the visiting special speakers, and then service again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Have a good day.